Hey there, Fletch from All Things Overlanding here, and today is part two of a two-part series, if you will, within the All Things Overlanding podcast this season. If you didn't listen to last week's episode and you're on the podcast or on YouTube, definitely consider going back and checking that out as well, because what I did last week was I talked about the top three things that I hate about overlanding. And what I mean by that is there are a lot of episodes out there where they, you know, people talk about things on YouTube, like top three things I hate about my Tacoma or Frontier or Ranger or whatever. They talk about things that they hate about a piece of gear or a vehicle. What I'm doing in these couple of episodes is talking about three things that I hate about overlanding, but then this episode is going to be about three things that I love about overlanding and things that keep me coming back for more when it comes to overlanding. So again, if you didn't hear last week's, definitely go check it out on the podcast or YouTube, wherever you want to, just to kind of get the full gamut of the things I hate, but then also the things that I like. So if you want to hear my thoughts on the three things that I love about overlanding, stay tuned. So today, as I mentioned in the intro, we are talking about the three things that I absolutely love about overlanding. Now, you know, when I say these things, these are things that I hope will resonate with you guys, but I'm sure I'm missing stuff, right? So if you're on YouTube, definitely go to the comments down below and drop what you love about overlanding. I'd love to hear from you guys on your thoughts about overlanding and kind of what you love about it. Because for me, this is a passion project, right? I started doing this about 5 or 6 years ago. My background is like customer success and marketing stuff. So I was like, you know what would be fun? I love watching these other people's videos on YouTube, but they're all kind of unattainable for me, right? They're all people with big budgets and big rigs and tons of sponsorship doing really cool things that I'd love to do something even half as cool as that someday, but it's not attainable for me. But you know what? I could talk about this $20 Kershaw knife that I bought and show people that this is a cool piece of gear and show them the features of it and maybe help them make a decision if they're looking for something like that too. And that's what kind of started this channel for me, was the love and the passion for gear, for camping, for the outdoors, for vehicle culture and building vehicles and doing do-it-yourself modifications. That's kind of where my love of overlanding developed. I was actually an off-roader and a autocrosser slash road course racer before, so I kind of have a car background. And I just decided, hey, look, I'm going to delve more into the off-roading side and combine it with camping, which I also love. And that was like 6 years ago, and I still love it to this day. It has been profoundly life-changing for me. And in this episode, I'm going to talk about some of the ways that that came about and the few things that I was able to narrow down to just top three things that I really love about overlanding. So let me break this up into those three sections for you so you kind of have an idea of where I'm going.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
On with this, you know, the first section is going to be sort of on friends I've made and relationships I've built from overlanding. So we're going to touch on that first. That's thing number one that I love. The second thing that I love about overlanding is all the things that I've been able to see and experience as a result of overlanding. Like there are a lot of us that take trips and we drive for 14 hours, let's say to Florida to go on vacation, but the drive sucks and you don't think about the drive and you don't pay attention to anything around you. It's almost like being in a tunnel or being on a plane. You're just going to a place. But with overlanding and being able to explore and check out new things and get to places that most people can't get, there's so many cool things that you can see, so many cool experiences you can have. And so that for me has been pretty revolutionary in making me love overlanding more and more. And then the third thing about overlanding that I really love is just the nicheness of it. So basically there's, even today, with maybe hundreds of thousands of more people knowing what it is, there's still millions of people in America, right, where I live, that have no idea what overlanding is. And there's something really cool about that. It's almost kind of like being, you know, like I'm discriminated against quite a bit for being a Nissan person, for sure. I'm on the minority end of that. But I also understand that there's like a really cool history with Nissan. There's like a ton of really cool racing, you know, records that they've set and things that the GTR has done. And when the Z came back, just the history of the Z, there's just so many neat things that like similarly to overlanding. No one knows about it except us, a couple of weird Nissan people, right? It's the same with overlanding, where there's such a niche to it. And I really enjoy even just like talking to my normal non-overlanding friends about it when they're like, what'd you do last weekend? You went to where? You went to Wyoming? You know, like, you went to Wyoming for 2 weeks? What'd you do there? Oh, you never saw a town? You know, like, you were out in the wilderness the whole time? There's just something really cool about it. So again, I'm going to dive into that a little bit more in this episode.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
So let's start with number one, friends I've made. You know, again, I'm mid-40s, so I'm an older person. I'm not in high school. I'm not making new friends left and right, right? There's not a way to make friends as easily as you get older. You kind of get set in your ways. And granted, we have a ton of friends. We have a number of friends that we've made over the years through our neighborhood, through sporting, things that our kids do, through all kinds of stuff, right? So there are avenues for it. But overlanding is another one of those things. And it's such a unique and niched passion that when you find someone else with like an overlanding rig, I'm kidding you not, I was driving down the road the other day and I saw a Toyota Tacoma, a roof nest on the top of it, bumper on the front, bumper on the back, some traction boards and rotopax on the side. And I'm like, hey, like waving at this person, right? And my Nissan Frontier. And he's probably like, what an idiot. He's not in a Tacoma, you know, like, cause there's always hate between Toyota and Nissan people for some reason. I don't get it. But I'm like waving at this guy and I was so excited. I'm like, oh, and I'm checking out his rig. I'm like, oh, that's cool. Oh, that, I like that. Ooh, that's a nice tent, you know? And it's just, there's these friendships that form as you sit down with people, especially people with different builds than you, right? Like getting to learn more about my buddy Brady with his Jeep Gladiator and learning more about that and sort of seeing how he builds out his stuff, or Dave with his, you know, his Tacoma that's a crazy build, beautiful build with super high-end quality parts and stuff. And there's so many other people that I met through this hobby, you know, other content creators, other YouTubers, other people from all over the country, all over the United States that are into overlanding. We've made friendships online through talking on Slack groups and talking through Messenger and things like that, just talking about our passions, asking questions. And I love the community that sprung up around this channel too, where people are like, hey man, you helped get me into it, or hey, you know, I had a question about this and you helped me out and it helped me buy the right tent for me or whatever. Like that, I love that stuff, guys. Like, I mean, it's definitely my number one driving force when it comes to continuing to make this content for you guys, is the fact that I get to hear that I've helped people, right? So I love that about it. I love the friends that I've made, and people from all different backgrounds with all different, like, you know, political beliefs and things like that. But we get together and we sit around a campfire and we just have the time of our lives. It's so fun. All right, so next, talking about the things that I've experienced or the things that I've gotten to experience as a result of overlanding.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
There are many things about this, right? But so starting from like this sort of bare bones, just normal stuff, right? Like, I've been to Kentucky. My wife's family is from Kentucky, but I've never before overlanding been on the Daniel Boone Backcountry Byway or been through Land Between the Lakes or anything like that. And again, driving on highways down there and going to someone's house is one thing. Getting to see family is always awesome, right? But getting to go down there and then like really truly be kind of remote and explore and get to camp literally on the edge of a lake and go swimming in that lake in the summer, there's just something so cool about that. The sights that you get to see, the challenges of overcoming obstacles, getting yourself hung up and stuck and having to recover that took 2 hours or 4 hours or 6 hours, middle of the night, you're still out there recovering. While that doesn't maybe sound like a ton of fun for you guys, and I don't enjoy super long recoveries either, there's still stories that stick with you, right? There's still a ton of fun that comes from that and a ton of like fun that comes later on down the road from telling that story again at camp with other people, with these friends that you've made, right? And you all get it because you're all overlanders. You're all in this hobby. You're all in this lifestyle, whatever you want to call it. And so when people tell you that story and you're like, yep, I've been there. I know what it's like to be 10 o'clock and somebody gets stuck and you're still an hour from camp and that sucks, you know, but well, how'd it go? Tell me about it. You know, that sort of thing is so cool. The experiences that you get to have, the experiences you get to share. Like, I still tell stories from years and years ago. I still talk about different trips that I've gone on and things like that. And I still hang out with most of those people that I've met through overlanding over the years. And it's super awesome. And it feels great to have those kind of friendships and relationships that you can get from these shared experiences. So then finally, let's touch on the niche aspect of overlanding. I'll give you an example. I was at a party the other night and all the guys are standing around and they're all talking about sports. And again, if you're on YouTube, post up in the comments below and let me know if you've experienced this thing as maybe you're into sports and overlanding. That's fine. I personally gave up on sports years and years ago. My dad was an athletic director. I played every single sport. I was busy all the time. And then I just kind of got out and I had video games and car culture and I love Nissan stuff. And I would look at different cars and memorize facts about cars and things like that. So there's tons of other hobbies that I have where I don't really have time to watch sports. Well, I'm at this party and there's all these people talking about sports. And again, they're all super nice people. This isn't a knock at all. But they're all talking about sports and I'm just nodding my head like, yep, oh no, I know when they traded him. Crazy, you know, but I have absolutely no idea what they're talking about. And at one point, the opportunity came up because one of the guys there kind of knew me better than the rest of them. The rest of them were kind of newer to me. And he was like, where'd you go on your trip last weekend, Jason? And I got to kind of open up a little bit and talk about, you know, an overlanding trip that I'd gone on and where I'd gone and what happened and my truck got stuck and this happened and that happened. And, you know, the 2 weeks in Wyoming, you know, when I was gone for 2 weeks and I took off work and I went and explored this entirely different state, you know, 20 hours away from me. And this happened and I saw this and it was beautiful. And here's some pictures and stuff. And these guys are like, holy crap, like you do this stuff? Like, what is it? You have a YouTube channel? Like, they're all just like, it opened up an entirely new sort of conversational track. And all these people were like, that's so cool, right? Like there's not a lot of people that would think that it's not cool. They may not want to do it, right? Like they may not be into like going out for long periods of time and being stinky and or tired and driving for hours and hours and stuff. So not everyone, it's not going to be for everyone, but it's still an enjoyable topic to sort of touch on, to talk about, to learn about. And it opens up a lot of people's minds. And I love that sort of niche thing. And again, like I mentioned earlier with the rig, you know, seeing someone else with an overlanding rig, because it's so niche too, when you see someone else with like a built rig and you just, you know, sometimes I would never approach a random person in a parking lot at a McDonald's. But if I'm in my truck and I see another overlanding truck and the guy or girl is walking towards it, I may be like, hey, nice truck. And they may be like, oh, hey. And then you just get into a conversation. You make new friendships, you expose yourself to new people, and you have a connection just immediately, just from seeing each other's vehicles. You have a connection and you know, this person may be into the things that I'm into. Let's see what they're doing. Let's see what their build is like. Let's talk to them. And it just opens up so many avenues of conversation and friendship, which is really, really cool. Not to sound too mushy, but it's really, really cool. And I love it.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, so that will do it for this week's episode. A little bit shorter episode. Again, I try and keep these about 15 to 20 minutes at the most because I want to keep them short for you guys so you can listen to them on your drive to or from work. Don't want to beat you up for an hour. I don't even think I could talk for an hour. Well, I probably could. But anyways, thanks again for watching. Thanks for listening. If you're on YouTube, hit that like button if you enjoyed the episode. Hit the subscribe button, the bell to be notified when new videos drop. I do a podcast every week and then another video or two about gear or do-it-yourself stuff. Tons of awesome content about overlanding. And I've been doing this for 6 years, so there's tons of backlog to get through if you want to check that stuff out. If you're on the podcast, favorite the podcast or leave a 5-star review. That's huge. It helps out a ton. It tells other people that this is a good podcast to listen to. So if you could do that, I really appreciate it, but no pressure whatsoever. Also, make sure to hop over to YouTube if you're not already subscribed over there. There's so much stuff that you miss on the podcast that can only happen in video because it only makes sense to show you things like gear and stuff like that. In the description below will be links to all my social channels, so definitely check those out as well. wherever you want to come hang out. I'd love to have you on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, if it's still around here in a few months, we'll see. But wherever you guys want to hang out, I'd love to have you. There's also a link to my website down there where I've got funny overlanding camping themed patches and stickers. So if you want to slap some stuff on your fridge or your headliner or whatever in your vehicle, your build, definitely check those out. I think they're pretty funny and pretty cool. They're really high quality PVC patches and really nice sticker mule stickers, so they'll last for a long time. If you're on YouTube, there's a join button down below this video. That's just a really nice, easy, passive way to support the podcast, to support the content that I'm making. Again, no pressure whatsoever, but if you were like, hey, I want to throw this dude a couple bucks every month to make this content, that's an easy way to do it. You get early access to the videos and stuff like that, but you don't have to do anything else. It's just really easy. Also in the description down below is a link to my Patreon group, where that's a little bit more active way to support the channel, where you can actually be part of a 24/7 Discord. We have a once a month call where we all get together on Zoom and just chat about builds and rigs and trips coming up. And we're going to do a couple trips every year. So that's new in 2024. We're adding trips into this, but we're going to start doing a couple every year. So that's pretty cool. And then last but not least, the Newbie Overlanders Facebook group, totally free to join. Over 14,000 members at the time of recording this, but everybody's really welcoming and nice and helpful. We're doing a giveaway actually right now that will be done by the time this podcast comes out, but Iceco approached me and said, can we give a fridge to someone in your group? So there are giveaways and stuff that happen in there too, so you never know what you're going to see, but it's a great place to be, especially if you're newer to overlanding, and we'd love to have you. So again, thanks so much for watching, thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.